This is Sherry Elric talking about the inspiration for her song, Rocky Shores.
Oh, gosh. Well, as I tell audiences, it's a sort of a cautionary tale about infidelity, although I'm not the least bit judgmental about it. I've just been on all sides of it and have lots of experience as a result. But it's also, yeah, I'm kind of fascinated by the whole process of the crush and our tendency to fall. And, you know, they call it falling in love for a reason, but I think usually it's really lust, but it's all dressed up as the new soulmate and all the things that we think about or feel about someone who is new that has not necessarily a lot to do with who they are. It's more about that it's shiny and new, and it's just so utterly compelling that people jump ship all the time. So, of course, that sort of led to the myth of the sirens on the rocky shores. So, yeah.
Sitting at this corner table, so long the waiter just gave up. Trading our stories, both the proud and shameful. I think we know that we both have a little crush. Oh, oh, you gotta know. I don't wanna be the one to miss you. I don't wanna open up that door. Not even take a chance and kiss you. Sirens, go, go. Cover your eyes and just go, go. Or you're gonna risk your whole damn ship crashing on the rocky shores. Oh, I know you're talking that you'd never leave her. While in your pocket goes your wedding ring. We're always thinking that the grass is greener. I can promise it just looks that way in the spring. Go, you're hearing the sirens. Go, go. Cover your eyes and just go, go. Or you're gonna risk your whole damn ship crashing on the rocky shores. Oh, on the rocky shores. Sirens, go, go. Cover your eyes and just go, go. Or you're gonna find your whole damn life crashing on the rocky shores. Oh, on the rocky shores.
Here is Caleb Hart discussing the inspiration for his song, Empress.
Yeah, so that actually, even though it was the fourth single, it was the first single that I wrote. And it was just kind of like this, I had just, you know, earlier that year broken up with my girlfriend who we had talked about marriage. And, you know, well, I mean, every girlfriend I've had, we've talked about that. I don't just date people for dating's sake, but, you know, we talk about that and stuff like that. And I realized that I was willing to put a lot more into the relationship than she was. And so I kind of was, but then, so I kind of got mad at that, not mad, frustrated, you know? So I started writing this song, basically telling whoever it would be, you know, in the future that no matter what, I'm going to be everything for you as much as I can, you know? So that's why I say, Empress, won't you let me be the man of your dreams? You know? So, yeah, and it's, again, it's like one of those, like, I wouldn't say it's a cheesy love song, but it's definitely kind of a love song, but with a world soca afro beat, you know, very danceable, relatable vibe and great production from track 7. So, yeah, I actually really, really enjoyed that song and performing it live. I enjoyed dancing to it and singing it. And yeah.
Kill about track 7. Whoa. Allow me to hug you in the morning like a prayer when you wake. Help you get ready to face another day. Blend up a smoothie recipe that you made. Drop you off at work and kiss you when you leave. Like a text to remind that you can be anything you want simply cause you're a queen. Original trendsetter, real go-getter. When a gun and torse and you fall love letters. Rough patches may come but we'll stick together. Woman, you're my treasure and it's a pleasure till death do us part. True, worse and better.
Worse and better.
Empress, won't you let me be the man of your dreams? Take the things off your list so we can live in bliss. I know we're an anomaly, you take me where I need to be. Take the things off my list so we can live in bliss. Whoa. Bring it to work. Cook you some curry, try my hand at jerk. Roast bread, fruit, provision and knock you. Make you smile and laugh when I'm acting wacky. Your favorite love songs, acoustic session. Glenn Washington with a little John Legend. You're an extraordinary woman. And even though we gotta take it slow, things are still brand new.
Brand new.
I have a question for you. Empress, won't you let me be the man of your dreams? Take the things off your list so we can live in bliss. I know we're an anomaly, you take me where I need to be. Take the things off my list so we can live in bliss. Oh. So we can live in bliss. Oh.
What do you think, girl? Do you have an answer? Just need to know so I can pursue you. So what do you think, girl? Do you have an answer? I just need to know so I can pursue.
Empress, won't you let me be the man of your dreams? Take the things off your list so we can live in bliss. I know we're an anomaly, you take me where I need to be. Take the things off my list so we can live in bliss. Empress, won't you let me be the man of your dreams? Take the things off your list so we can live in bliss. I know we're an anomaly, you take me where I need to be. Take the things off my list so we can live in bliss.
Here is Matt Lazell of The Matinee talking about their cover of Float On by Modest Mouse.
We've been in the studio a bunch lately, just working on new material, and not every day you're showing up to the studio wide-eyed and fresh. So sometimes it takes a, you know, just a group effort to get into the day and into the recording. And we were sitting around one day in the studio and somebody put that song on and we just started playing along and it really just kind of happened. And we all thought to ourselves, that doesn't sound half bad. And so we just recorded it and then, you know, didn't know what we were going to do with it. But then I remember researching the actual song, and when we realized that that song came out, I think it was 2004, and it might have won a Grammy for Modest Mouse, we all realized, well, that's a special song. It's definitely, it still feels current, but it's that old. And we thought, why not put it out? And, you know, there's, in this day and age, you can put music out just as a single and see what it does. So we thought, why not? While we're waiting to put out our new music, our original music, we thought, let's float on a bit.
Sometimes life's okay. I let my mouth out a bit too much. What did I say? Well, you just laughed it off. It was all okay.